Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Renee. Welcome back to Renee's Heart to Heart. Thanks for coming by. For those of you who were listening last night, we had some major technical difficulties, and that's happened twice this week. I spoke to Blog Talk Radio today, and they assured me that everything is back in order. So we will see as the evening progresses. So last night, I started out the show by wanting to talk about mediums and psychics. And I've been to many mediums, and in my lifetime, I've had a lot of people just walk up to me and say, you know, somebody wants me to talk to you, and it's been somebody who's passed over. And I've always been very open-minded, and I must tell you that even today, even after hearing many, many things in my lifetime that were reassuring and rang pretty true, it's not about believing. It's really about how good it makes you feel to know that the people that are gone are still around you. And even though many of us feel that way, sometimes the reassurance of it is a nice feeling. So it's more about that, I believe. And of course, we all know some of our elderly friends who, which I am one of these days, as they get older, pretty soon there's a lot of people gone, a lot of loved ones gone. And sometimes they are feeling pretty much alone. So they seek out a little bit of help to be reassured that there's someone waiting for them on the other side. And again, it's not about belief. It's about how that makes you feel. And let's face it, it makes you feel good. So I see... I see Shelley has joined us, I think, because it's still the 212 number. I'm going to bring her in. Are you there, Shell?
Hey, yeah, it's me.
Yeah, we still have a major difficulty. They assured me that everything was fixed today when I called them, but you're still dialing in from a 212 number, and I still hear all that clicking noise. Are you hearing it as well?
Yep.
Yeah. So I think what I'm going to do, while it's not real bad, we'll keep talking. But if it gets bad and I lose you, I'll just finish out the show by myself. And I will call again tomorrow and let them know that that they didn't fix it. They said it had something to do with the directing of the calls, which makes sense because their main office is in New York.
Right, so it's like you're rerouting me. Like I'm coming into the call and they're routing me over to you, and then there's something being messed up with that, I guess.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Well, and then tonight, of course, are you home yet, honey?
No, but I'm driving into a really bad storm.
Well, it's terrible right here.
Yeah, well, I'm two-thirds of the way home. I like weather, you know, I like storms, I like being in storms. I'm one of these dopey people that they're in a hurricane. It's like as soon as I'm out there checking stuff out, and I actually like being there when the winds start whipping up again, you know.
Me too. It's not something I'm fearful of at all, right.
Right.
I've always loved storms.
I'm actually driving on State Road 7 right now. And there's all kinds of lightning. I mean, it's like lighting the sky up, Rainy. It's like all of a sudden it's broad daylight, and then it goes very, very dark. The clouds, I have a canopy of clouds over me, and then whenever there's this lightning inside the clouds, it's like broad daylight, back to this gray canopy again. It's wild.
I love thunderstorms like that, yeah. The only one here at my house that's really scared is my little dog, and he is planted securely under my desk chair. And he just, I just lost electricity. So, I mean, you know, just for a second. But, it even turned my light on that wasn't on before. That's kind of interesting. But so we'll play it till we can't play it anymore.
So okay.
I've just talked a little bit about the fact that we started talking about this last night. And I think you were on when I talked about the fact that it's really about making you feel good. It's making you feel better. And a lot of people say, oh, my God, you really believe in that stuff, or how can you believe in that stuff? And I think in a lot of cases, it's important. We have a few friends, you and I, who are very lonely. They've lost a lot of loved ones.
Are you there? Oh, boy. I got a full antenna, but I'm not hearing anything you're saying. I don't know if you're hearing me. That's it.